think we started well. I think we got on top, obviously, with the goal, but I think we sat back a little bit too much, allowed them to get a foothold on the game, and then they got the goal, which obviously the equaliser.
And what about your own performances in recent weeks? Because you've had a lot of football.
Yeah, I was talking to the physios and they've been saying to me that they worked out I played like 20 games in just over 2.5 months. So I was feeling a little bit leggy, if I was honest today. Obviously no excuses, but you know, I want to play and I want to do well for the team, and I'm not going to moan if I'm playing.
And that's an awful lot of football to play, isn't it? I mean, and did you reach a stage when, you know, you sort of feel, did you feel up to playing today? You want to play, do you want to keep the shirt, I guess?
Yeah, I think we've got a good squad, and when you've got the shirt, you need to just try to keep doing well to keep it. But obviously, like you said, I haven't had many breaks because every time we have a break, I'm away playing international football. So it's been tough, but it's been enjoyable this season.
And what are you learning when you're going away on international football, Jake?
Well, obviously, I'm playing with great players, and it's totally different football. I think it's slower and more technical in some ways. And you know, obviously, playing with some good players, playing in the Premier League, it obviously helps me.
And what about Gareth Southgate? I mean, does he sort of bring new ideas and bringing new facets to your game as well?
Yeah, obviously, it helps when you're playing different formations. For obviously, when I go home in my country, we play different formations than we do here, so it gives you a knowledge of the game. And obviously, like I said, playing international football gives you a vast knowledge of football.
And how can you bring some of that back here to the Amex, Jake? How difficult is that coming back to another system, a different way of playing?
Yeah, it is hard because you've got to obviously adapt with the players that you've got, and the football is totally different. I think the Championship's so fast and sometimes quite hectic, whereas international football, is you're playing with a lot of technique and it's slower in some ways. So it is different. It's hard to sometimes transform your international form into club form and the other way around.
How do you feel your game's developing, all-round game?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm improving with every single game. Obviously, it's been tough. Like I said, I played a lot of games, but you know, I just got to keep improving and trying to help the team because that's all I can do, really.
And in terms of improving the team, what's the feeling in the dressing room, you know, going into this international break, where the Albion are at the moment?
Yeah, obviously, it's obvious that we've been struggling. We can see that with the table, but you know, I think 4 points from the last two games, and we've had tough opposition the last two, is a good turnaround. And I think that I was quite confident going into the international break. They can get their feet up and relax, and hopefully all the boys come back 100% fit.
In your own role, with sort of Sam Baldock playing as this lone striker, how important is it therefore for the midfielders to get forward in support of Sam?
Yeah, I mean, I played again a different role tonight. I think I was slightly higher up the pitch. Last game I was slightly deeper. So, like I said, I've got to keep adapting, and that will help me improve.
How difficult is that, though? So you're playing sort of always the holding midfielder on Tuesday and then you change today?
Yeah, it's tough to adapt, but, you know, every player's got to be able to adapt. Otherwise, you're not going to be playing, because you can't just play in one set position, because football these days, you change formation and you change roles more often than not.
You're playing against Yao Teixeira on Thursday night, I think. It is a bit of banter between the pair of you.
Yeah, I just saw him leave there and I was saying, I look forward to playing you. Obviously, it's only a friendly, but obviously you take it seriously. And I'm sure I've bantered before the game, but it's serious when the whistle kicks off.
And final question, then what sort of a break do you get then? I mean, I know you've got this game Thursday. What then, Jake?
We've got an away game in France, so I haven't really got a break at all. I'll come back and be straight in training here.
And how concerned are you about that? Because that just sounds like it's full on again, and that's not going to help the Albion too much.
Well, it's obviously international duty, so you have to. It's a great honour, and I'm really happy about doing that. And I wouldn't want it any other way. I think anybody going international duty, you've got to just be honoured and try to work as hard as you can.